Hello, I am going to do the Books Are Sexy Questions by Carolina Girl 79. I like to read, so I figure this would be fun. So the first question is, what are you reading right now? I'm actually in the middle of like two books. Because I always end up reading multiple books at a time. But I am reading, what is it called? A Million Little Pieces by James Frey, and I started it over the summer. I haven't had a chance to finish it. I don't know, for anyone who is familiar with the book, I picked it up and started reading it, and then I started Googling more about it, and since I have, my opinions towards it have kind of changed, but it's been interesting. And then I'm also in the middle of rereading Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. I went away the other weekend, and it's like a super tiny paperback book, so it was easy to just stick in my purse to read at the airport. So I did that. And I mean, it's such a short book that I've only got like another 30 or 40 pages, I think. But it's one of my favorites, and I've been rereading it. Yeah. What is my favorite genre of books? I kind of I'm all over the place. Mostly fiction, and mostly like I don't do a lot of like poetry or anything like that. So it's usually like novels, but not like specific to one. Sometimes it's mystery books, sometimes it's like historical fiction. I guess I really like historical fiction. But yeah, kind of a little bit of everything. Do I use an e-reader? Well, I did until it broke. I was so sad. My Kindle got like squished between actual real books. My textbooks totally ganged up on it, is what I think happened. That it got squished in between them, and like the it's not a screen because it's one of the older Kindles, but it like that it looks cracked. So I haven't been able to use it. I got it as a gift, and I really liked it. It was super convenient. Especially like for what would have been really big books, like a Kindle is so nice and small, but I still love the feeling of like reading an actual book. So it could never replace that for me. It was just really convenient. And also the ease of like, 'cause I read Game of Thrones on my Kindle, and then the next one, I can't remember the name of it, I did on the Kindle. And because, like, as soon as I finished Game of Thrones, I could just buy the next one and start reading it. I didn't have to, like, okay, time to go to the bookstore. So that was convenient. Do I buy books or check them out from the library? I usually buy them, but I don't buy them new. So I'll, like, pick up used books, which I really like. I don't know, something about, like, someone has read this before. It's really cool to me. So I get them like dirt cheap at like library book sales, stuff like that. Do I have a favorite bookstore? Yes, I do. It's this really cool place near home, which is a couple of states away from where I go to school. So it's at home, and a couple towns over from where I live at home. And it's this really like tiny little place, like hole in the wall kind of like looking type deal. And so I went in there with a couple of friends, and I only found this place a couple of years ago. I don't know how I'd never heard of it before. I don't know if it was new or what, but we went in there and we ended up spending all day in this place. And it was incredible because you walked in and the place was floor to ceiling, just books on books on books on books on books. Like, every single inch of this place was just stacked with books, and it was like brand new, like popular bestsellers and used books, and like travel, like they had a huge travel section and huge like big collections of like really popular authors. So, like, they would buy up things from library sales, book sales, and like resell them. But I mean, the people who owned this place were so friendly and like super helpful. It was a really cool little place, and I've been dying to go back. So I try to go back every time I'm home for a couple of days, because it was just incredible. So many books, and I could just spend hours wandering around. I love bookstores, like looking at all of the different ones, and like they had a huge section of like huge sections of books by different authors, which was cool too, because I love like, oh yeah, I've read this one by this author, like now I can pick something else out. So it was pretty awesome. My favorite book, this is a tough one. I think one of my all-time favorites is another Kurt Vonnegut book, Welcome to the Monkey House, which is his collection of short stories. And so I remember reading it and like finishing the book and being like, wow. Because it was just, it pushed me to think in ways that I'd never really kind of thought before. And it was really different and cool. And I've been meaning to reread it, but I absolutely fell in love with that book. Just a lot of really cool different stories. There's one of them about like, this guy builds a computer, like a supercomputer. And so he, uses this supercomputer to write poetry for his girlfriend, and the computer falls in love with his girlfriend. Things like that, where it's like, oh my god. I don't know, it was really cool. But I loved that, like, ton of different, just, like, ridiculous stories. Favorite author. Well, Kurt Vonnegut is one of my all-time favorites. I've read a lot of his. Not all of them. There's still a decent number that I have yet to read, but I've read a lot of his work, and I really like his writing. I'm trying to think. He's one of the only ones. Well, no, I like Steinbeck. I loved East of Eden, Of Mice and Men. Really liked East of Eden. That might be another one of my favorites. I'm trying to think. Yeah. I would go with Vonnegut. I feel lame because he's the only one that I've like really talked about. I swear, I read other things. a book that has changed you in some way. Flowers for Algernon by, I think it was Daniel Keyes wrote it. I loved that book. That was one of the first books after Where the Red Fern Grows where I sobbed like a little bitch when I finished it, but it was so good. It's about a mentally handicapped man who is given this like experimental surgery that'll make him capable of a higher IQ. And so it's about like his progression through it. And they also did the same procedure on a lab rat. And so he kind of sees the lab rat, like the mouse is named Algernon, and that's where the flowers for Algernon comes from. And so because the mouse got the procedure before, I'm pretty sure his name is Charlie did, whatever happens to the mouse is kind of an indicator of what's going to happen with him. And so he's kind of following the mouse, and it's really touching, and it kind of like for me brings a lot of, like, it really made me think about like the difference between intelligence and knowledge, and how like, you know, the capability of being able to learn doesn't necessarily mean that it's like the value of intelligence, I guess, relative to like the value of a person. It was really, really good. One of my favorites as well. Do I reread books over and over again? Not usually. There's a handful, ones that have really meant a lot to me, I like to reread because I like to see if I can get something different out of it at a different point in my life. So like, when I first read Flowers for Algernon, I was in middle school. And I reread it again later in high school, and I was able to get like a different understanding of some of the characters, and it meant different things, which made me appreciate the book even more. So, kind of, but not usually. Most things I'll finish, and that'll be it. First book I remember reading. Wow. When I was younger, I'm trying to think. I used to read. It was like a series. I remember it was like the first like series. It definitely wasn't the first book that I read, but it was the first like series of books that I like sought out. And I was in like, I want to say second grade. And it was the, I think I'm probably gonna get it wrong, but it was the Bailey School Kids, and it was like this group of kids who would run into these like supernatural things. So like sometimes it would be like a witch or like a vampire or mummies or something like that. But I loved those books, and I read as many of them as I could find. So those were like one of the first ones that I read. My favorite book as a kid. I think my favorite author was Andrew Clemens. So he wrote like Frindle, which was a book about these kids who start calling a pen a Frindle. But I really liked his books, and that was like fourth and fifth grade. I'm trying to think what else I read when I was that young. Yeah, a lot of Andrew Clemens. Again, kind of a little bit of everything. Where do I like to read? I was one of those kids who, like, and even now, like, I kept a paperback in my purse when I traveled so that I could read at the airport. I like to read wherever I can. So, like, if I'm waiting, like, in a waiting room, like, I would much rather read a book than a magazine, because, like, I don't know, I'm just. Like, I like reading magazines too, but I really like reading books. But if I'm like gonna just read, I'll lay in bed and read. Which is dangerous because I also like to sleep in bed, so sometimes reading turns into napping. But yeah, I like to read in bed. When do I like to read? It's tough now because I don't usually read a lot, especially during the semester. Like, I end up watching a lot more TV than reading, but so it's usually over breaks, and then I'll just spend all day reading, which is cool because I love having time to just spend like hours in a book, and like finishing a book in a couple of days is fun for me. What character do I most want to be like? Oh, shit. I feel like I should have studied for these questions. Oh, that's a tough one. What character? I'm like, I don't know. Oh no. I'm trying to narrow it down to like a genre. I guess like the characters that I always really enjoyed were the ones who were like really, really good at something, which like sounds I guess boring, but like the one that I'm thinking of now is I can't remember his name, but it's the main character from Angels and Demons and the Da Vinci Code. I want to say it was Robert Langdon, I think. But it, like, just because, like, they're so well versed in their field and, like, they're so knowledgeable about something that, like, they can understand these types of clues, that to me would be really cool. So, like, I guess I would want to be like that, and that I like how I like how much they know, which is kind of a boring answer, but yeah. I was just always super impressed by, like, oh wow, they knew everything. What book would I like to be a part of? I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think. A lot of the, like, I don't read too much, like, sci-fi fantasy stuff, so it's not like a different, like, world type thing, or like different time period. I don't know, I guess. It would have been cool to be a part of a book like East of Eden, where, like, you have a huge set of characters and then they somehow all end up being, like, tied in together. That would be cool. And, like, I love the movies where they do that, where they start with, like, 10 different stories, and then it's like, oh, well, they're actually all related in this type of way. I like that. Yeah. Is there a line or passage from a book that has stuck with you? If you can, read it for us. Yes, there is. And so, like, I was gonna touch at this earlier, but I had skimmed over the questions and saw that this was one. But so the reason I'm rereading Slaughterhouse-Five is because I've been thinking about getting a tattoo, actually. And so if I were to get one, it would be "So It Goes," which is a phrase that's repeated throughout the book. But I wanted to reread it to see if it, like, still was as meaningful as I remember it being. And so that's, rereading it to see how it gets used. In the book, it's used every time Vonnegut brings up death, which is kind of dark, but I just really like the simplicity of "So It Goes." And for me personally, I've always kind of tried to have an attitude of, like, you can't change the things that happen to you. You can only sort of change how you respond to things. So, I think that sort of "So It Goes" is very fitting to my personality. But yes, that's one of my favorites. And then there's another line from Flowers for Algernon that there was a whole passage that I absolutely loved. It's really long, so I won't read it, but it's basically, he's talking about the difference between love and intimacy, and it's really, I thought it was really beautiful. And, he's kind of having this epiphany that, like, you can have, like, physical sex with someone, but, like, there's a distinction between that and having an actual, like, intimate encounter with someone that you really, really love, and how different that is, and mind-blowing. So yeah. What is my best or favorite way to find new books or authors? Just walking around a bookstore, honestly. I kind of just look at different things, and if something looks interesting, I'll try it. And I also love, what I'll usually do is if I really like an author, I'll try to find something else by them. And then I'll kind of see from there what that inspires me to read. Which is sort of a roundabout answer, but I don't know, I kind of just fall into books, like, okay, yeah, I might as well try this. So it's not super exciting. I don't really have a methodology. It's just kind of like, yeah, I might as well. Fuck it, why not? So, all right, the obligatory sexual questions. If you could have sex with any character from a book, who would it be and why? I I don't know. I have to think about this one again. See, this is tough because I feel like I should have studied. I can't think of all the characters that I've read about. I guess see I can't th I'll come back to this. I can't think of one right now. Do I read romance or erotica? Do I have a favorite author or book? I mean I've read 50 Shades of Grey. A lot of the smut that I read is online, so it's not an actual book. But it, I don't know, that's not a genre that I've read a lot of, unfortunately. Have I ever masturbated while reading a book? No, I haven't. I'm sorry. Oh, if I could have sex with any character from a book, who would it be and why? I don't know. Maybe what's his name from I really liked see, it's not just like sex, but I really, really liked the character from Perks of Being a Wallflower, Sam, I think that was his name, the one who was writing the letters. I thought that he was a really like sweet character that I really like I had a crush on. So it wasn't like, yo, I want to take this guy's pants off. It was more of like a, oh, I want to cuddle him and cherish him in a sweet sort of way. I really liked him. So that's not that's not sexy. But that's my answer. So, woo! Books are sexy. Yeah. Thank you for listening to me.